It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hear us on your radio and the free Odyssey app, or if you'd prefer to watch, you like watching, you could do it live as we are streaming on YouTube every day now, the show. Now, Ike here, everybody knows him as an Eagles guy. Unfortunately, everybody knows me as a Sixers guy, but we do have a Phillies guy here, and that's Jackie Baseball over there. Why don't you take care of it, Jackie?
All right, let's get the shameless plugs out of the way early on this one. How about that, Spike?
Oh, yeah, it's brought to you by ringthebellbook.com. Next five orders, free shipping and autographed.
Oh, we're so close to 300 pre-orders. We'd love to top that this segment.
Oh, are you kidding me?
There you go.
We will top that.
Oh, I'm just saying, ringthebellbook.com. We'd love to. Yes. Me and Kevin Reavy got the draft back today from the publisher.
Oh, yeah?
I'm very impressed by it.
Well,
Kevin's portion, I'm sure, not mine.
Can we get early? Now I bought a copy already.
Yeah.
Can I get an early copy so I can read it so I can do a better job of talking about it on the air?
Yeah. When I get the thing, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I could send you the draft. Do you want the draft? It's 458 pages, by the way.
Goodness gracious. I'm never reading that whole
book. Never reading that book.
Yeah, 458? What is
well,
this, War and Peace?
He did ask us to cut it down. And I said, hold on, I can't take out everything.
How many chapters are about you
specifically? Are you doing a history or the 2024 season?
Oh, no, this is a history of the team.
Oh, it's a history of the team. Okay.
Wow.
458 pages on the 2024 Phils?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what the hell
breaking
you were
down
doing.
Every game? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Well, it's from like 1964 on. So we started with the collapse.
Okay. Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so it was a good place to start, I thought. And then tonight, me and Seltzer, Maxie's on Temple's campus.
We're watching the Phils,
little High Hopes get together when Phils tickets play trivia and all that good stuff.
All right. Can anybody win the book?
No. Right. No free.
Can they pre-order at the event?
Well, I already said, I'm joking when I say this. I don't want that out there. Any of the Temple kids that are asking for career advice, I'm only giving it if you buy the book.
I think that's fair.
Well, again, I'm joking.
I think that's
not
fair.
Really joking.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's valuable career
advice.
Wow,
you're a broadcaster that charges for career advice? Who would do that in this
town? I could never think of one person who would scam college kids or something like that.
I cannot think of anyone who would do something like that.
No, it's unbelievable.
Yep. Right. Let's get to the Phils.
All right. So, interesting, we talked yesterday about a Kyle Schwarber extension, and John Heyman on his live stream, Heymaned his way up. When talking about a possible Kyle Schwarber extension, here's John Heyman.
Schwarber extension, question mark. I'm not sure if it's a question mark. I think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if that happens. I mean, that deal has worked out great for them. 4 years, $79 million. he's been really good. He's a terrific hitter, one of the best in terms of home run by percentage. And he's probably not there with, quite with Judge or Babe Ruth, but in the top 10 all time. So give him credit. And the Phillies, look, the Phillies have signed a lot of good players through free agency.
Yeah. Big report there. Well, get that out there.
Wouldn't be surprised if it happened. First of all, like John Heyman a lot.
Of course, love him.
Can he not do these live streams in his bathroom on speakerphone?
Or the kitchen.
Like, yeah, what the hell is going on there? Find a closet or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's too echoey.
It is a little too echoey.
Yeah.
Wow. A little breaking news here on the Phils.
Hit the sounder.
Breaking news.
Now, I think they should have benched Alec Bohm. I think they should have sat him, because I think they're on the verge of losing Alec Bohm. And I was bringing this up last night. In 2009, you could read about this in the book, Charlie Manuel benched Jimmy Rollins for 5 games in the middle.
I remember that.
They have a fake injury for Bohm?
No. He's batting 7th tonight.
Oh.
Okay.
So the lineup tonight, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, mm-hmm. Max Kepler, JT Realmuto, Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott, Brandon Marsh.
All right. Well, first step, 7th. Next step, some other team. Next step, Seattle.
Wow. You ready to learn Mariner, buddy?
Yeah.
No, but like,
go to the fish market, pal.
I do think that my concern with Bohm, because I still want him to figure it out. Like, I'm not totally where Spike is, where I'm done with him. Mm-hmm. I want him to be a good Philly. But I also think that the Phillies are on the verge of losing him. And I don't know why it became so outlawed to sit guys for a couple of days. If Charlie Manuel could do it for Jimmy Rollins and after winning a World Series, I think any player should be on the table for.
So I agree with you, but the difference between Jimmy Rollins and Alec Bohm is that Jimmy Rollins has a bunch of F you in him, and Alec Bohm has F me.
Has a bunch of poor me's?
Yeah, and it's just like, I wonder if that even helps Alec Bohm.
Yeah, I just think he needs to get away for a little bit.
Right.
I mean, just don't even put Seattle, the cleats maybe. On. I know.
Sorry.
Hold up.
What?
You have like a real thing here with Alec Bohm.
Me?
Yeah.
I look.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, while I was working up in New York, I didn't watch the Phils every day at all. Occasionally, I watched the Phils. Last year was the first year I'd watched the Phils every day since the pandemic year.
Mm-hmm.
He drives me nuts. I don't like the attitude. I think he's way overrated as a hitter. I think his numbers do. I know people say numbers don't lie. I see the numbers and I watch him, and I don't think he's feared at all. I think he should be hitting 25 home runs with his size. And like, I just never been into
him.
But
he's never done that.
But he should. The guy's 6'5", like 225. He's a third baseman. He can hit, 295. He should be hitting 25 home runs. And I just like, I don't like watching him. I think he's a pop-up or a double play waiting to happen. He whines constantly. I think he's a drag on the team. I know you say it's not affecting them, but...
Well, it's clearly not.
It's not affecting their performance, but at some, we were talking earlier about the commitment to seeing more pitches, and you said if it's only one guy doing it, but eventually the rest of the guys are going to be like, why in the hell are we all working toward this thing?
Else.
What's that?
You sure this isn't anything else?
What else could it be?
Well, I don't know. I don't normally see you like you have you got this like a dog on a bone right now with Alec Bohm.
It's
like everything with you is Alec Bohm.
Well, he's the only thing on the team that's driving me crazy. I think the team has looked great this year,
and
I have such high hopes for the hashtag High Hopes podcast. I have such high hopes for the team, and I'm worried about this thing dragging it down. There's nothing out. Like, I don't know him or anything. I'm sure he's a great guy.
I know you don't know him. I'm just saying, but when listen, I know the difference between analyzing a game and a player and this and that and the other and honing in on somebody and locking in on them. And you're like a dog on a bone every day with Alec Bohm.
Let's put it this way.
Because you didn't like him when he was playing well.
I did not.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right. Because when he was playing well and they had him hitting cleanup, and it was
the home run.
This was the original argument with Ken. I'm like, the guy is not a cleanup hitter to me. And
that's a team thing.
I know, but we've never done a show before. I was the same way with Simmons. Like when it,
I know. Okay. I know. That's why I know when you get this way about a player.
When I'm out, I'm just like, I'm out. And put it this way, I've never been this way about even like Jalen.
Oh, well.
But I've never.
Nobody believes that.
Well, but I'm not. Like, I'm not like, get Jalen out of here.
Because that makes no sense. But if you wouldn't fight to keep Jalen here.
Well, without a another plan, I would.
What?
Yeah.
My only point is that you're not a Jalen fan.
No, I'm not.
That's
I'm not.
All I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
That's all.
But
I'm
sometimes I do get locked in on this ain't it, and I am locked in on him as this ain't it, and it happened early last year.
But for somebody who wanted people to enjoy the team's success, you can't even do that.
I wanted people to acknowledge the team's success, that they were better. It was. No, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch this team every single day and I see eight guys in the lineup battling toward one thing and one guy.
So you let the one guy distract you from all the other guys.
No, I love all the good stuff, but this thing.
I'm just saying what you focus on.
Well, there's only so many times I can say Nick Castellanos is playing great. I tried doing that and everybody tells me to wait for October.
No. All I'm saying is that there's a lot of good things going on.
Yes, and I've tried to acknowledge those. And everybody just tells me to wait for October. So
it, you know what I'm saying.
You know
what I'm saying. You just don't want to admit to what I'm saying. And I'd rather have you admit it so at least I know. Like, in other words, like when we discuss Alec Baum, I try to discuss him. It's not. I don't give a damn. If they move him and get better, if they get better, I'm not crying over Alec Baum not being here. Pun intended, by the way, on that one. I'm just saying, it seems like it's an axe to grind on the guy every day.
I've never liked watching him, and this year is a. I agree with you. That's true, but I've never liked watching him, and this year has just been a sort of a.
That was your Tobias thing.
I didn't really care. Tobias was neither here nor there to me. Right. I just thought he wasn't that good. Like I wasn't like, get Tobias out of here. That was never. They couldn't trade Tobias. I was just sort of, Tobias was what Tobias was.
Yeah.
It's closer to what Ben is. And when I decided Ben, this was not going to work with Ben, I was just like, there was nothing he could do. There was nothing, I was just out. And look, I could end up being wrong about Alec Baum. I could have ended up being wrong about Ben Simmons. But I'm watching
Alec Baum. You're probably right about Alec Baum. My only thing is that they're not going to trade him anytime soon. Like, they just aren't. At least unless, I mean, you believe they would, Jack, anytime soon?
I don't think so.
I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, it would either be the deadline, but even that's, I mean, to break up the team, depending how they're playing, maybe they need a spark at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe it does actually start to affect the team because it's not really affecting the team right now.
And by the way, this quiets down if he gets his average up to 272 or something.
No, it won't.
Well, I'm not going to.
You'll say he's still, it's a weak hit to the outfield.
It's not going to be a focus. That's all. All right. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Jack. Is there anything else?
No, he's got nothing else.
Okay. Well, I got fun with numbers. Should we call it dog on a bone, by the way?
I'm a dog on a bone?
Yeah, with going for Alec Baum.
Dog on a bone.
Yeah, he's riding the bomber and I'm a dog on a bone.
I kind of like that. It's not bad. All right, three quick little stats things. Speaking of Alec Baum, 4 homers in his last 60 games, which is excruciating.
Yeah.
Again, from a third baseman.
He was hurt last year, right?
Well, it's still last 60 games.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually around being hurt and Aaron Dolan.
Okay.
So, you know, that's also happened.
Okay.
Bryce Harper, 13 home runs since July 1st of last year.
Like, wow.
That's the one in the playoffs, so really 12 regular season home runs.
Do you know he's only driven in 100 runs once?
He's basically Pat Burrell.
Okay.
I'm just saying that we need the 500 home runs from Bryce. And we can eventually get there one day. We said we're gonna start picking up the home runs.
Right.
Pick
up the pace, yes.
Yeah.
Although he's gonna be here another 8 years.
I wonder if his back
six.
His back
is 6 years.
Yeah. And then another
I'm giving him the extension.
And then another 3 years on top of
that. Not 2 years. That's gonna be a 4-year extension.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if his back has sapped some of that power. And
that's my concern.
Yeah.
Like he's still a really good hitter.
Yes.
I just wonder if some of the power we're not gonna see he's still a 30 home run hitter. He was last year, but I don't think we're ever going to see a 40 plus home run year. Even 35 plus.
Oh yeah, 40. I don't think we're ever getting to 40 again.
Like I think he might just settle in for the next 4 years as a 25 to 30 home run guy that hits 280 ish.
Wow, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shows up in the postseason. As long as he does well in the postseason, because I thought the same thing. Even that home run last night that I thought he smoked. It did.
So did he.
Did. you know, yeah, just get over.
Yeah, he, but you know what? He is smart enough, and not smart enough. I think he is strategic enough. It's an interesting comp to the sort of to the Embiid conversation we had.
Why where, the face you made? Well, when you're about to bring up Embiid, I need YouTube to hone in on that face.
You know what I mean? we were talking about Embiid as a lesser physical presence is skilled enough to still be a good player if he understands what he is and he plays within that. I think Bryce is smart enough to say at some point, look, I can't jack the ball 430 feet like I used to. And
relaxing there, Gary Matthews.
Stop. And I just think he becomes a different hitter. And
well, he's gonna be a higher average guy,
hit more, doubles in the gap.
Well, that's
what he did
last year. You know, when we were all concerned heading into the postseason, like where's his power? I also think like he can turn it. This might sound dumb. I do think he can turn it on when he wants to with the power stuff. I think in the postseason he can. I just don't know if he wants to do it because it's a violent swing.
Yes.
It's a violent swing. In the seventh inning or later, they're hitting .297 with a OPS over 1,000 as a team.
Wow.
Which is really interesting. And I know Ike loved this at the beginning of the season, the starter versus reliever splits.
Oh, yeah.
They're both at .266-ish.
It's okay. It's worked its way out. There you go.
It's worked its way
starting
out.
Starting to and hit starters again.
Yeah. Final thing, I thought Stott had good swings last night.
He did.
Yeah. Like, finally, just he's got, when he starts doing the pop-up thing or trying to hit home runs, bad, you know, line drives out the middle, you know, think left center field gap. That's my Bryson Stott. And some great defensive plays as well.
Yeah. There you go. There is the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. 215-592-9494. Tasty cake, Dom. You're on WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Zach. Everything's good. Spike, you guys did a show a couple of days ago about how if the fans had changed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just thinking, you couldn't have been more right. Because I just remember how, if I would be working 2 weeks before the draft, we would be out doing our jobs and we would agonize over the draft. I am so perfectly content that the Eagles are going to nail it that, you know, I'm not concerned. They have a lot of work to do, all the holes on defense and the tight end thing and everything. I just think that I got 12 wins already wrote down without them doing anything.
This happened,
sound like me, Tasty Cake.
This happened the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Because I remember I was a program director at that time, and we're so used to going full on draft, and we couldn't. People were interested, but you couldn't get people.
It was
to
the last pick in the draft
to like dial in on. Yeah. We need this guy or blah 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 blah. And you're right. Like I think this specifically, the draft and the draft being so sort of close to the Super Bowl too, we can't even. Because we're not watching the team play, we can't even perceive of what they need.
Yes.
We can look at the roster and sort of guess, and we can say edge, we can say cornerback, but nobody nobody feels an urgency until we see a guy getting burned on quarterback or sacking the quarterback. You know,
you guys tell us every day there's a lot of work to do, especially defensively.
Yeah,
but I just think they'll get it done.
Yeah, I'm just going with drafting
really
a Georgia player.
Place to be.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move up for that guy, Starks, right? Yeah. I mean,
take one of these Georgia defenders, Tasty Kagan, we'll be all right.
And I kind of feel the same way about the Phillies. I they're going to win 95 games. I feel that. And then, you know, you got the Dodgers, and you got some other teams that are really good. But they're going to be right in the mix. And they're a really good team. And I'm not sweating over. I mean, these left-handers, Spike, are beguiling them early on.
Wow, that's a good word.
It's a great word.
You know, you watch the game and you tense up a little bit, but it's not like I had told Jack a couple of days ago. Stott looks overwhelmed to me against left-handers.
Jack?
It just does.
Do you think Stott looks overwhelmed against lefties?
Yeah,
he's striking out a little bit more than I would like.
I'm already convinced that Marsh should never play against left-handers.
Yeah, I think that's probably where he is.
I think the Phils agree with you.
Yeah.
I thought one of the upgrades this year would be Stott would have a bounce back year. You know, Jack and I talked, and I said I thought he would hit like 285 or something. I'm starting to wane on that because he looks really overwhelmed against left-handers.
Yeah, well, and you can't hit 285 not hitting lefties, you know? So, it's going to take me, it's so funny. It's going to take me longer to give up on that on Stott. But the only year the Stott to me is the 240, 250 guy. I didn't live through the what did he hit?
The 22 year.
Yeah, he hit 290 or something that year.
He hit 280 in 23.
Okay, yeah. So
23? I keep thinking that wasn't the World Series year?
No.
He's the thing about Stott that I do like is that he does look like he's a smart hitter, and he is patient. He's got a good eye, and I think he's a good baseball player, but he doesn't have very much pop at all, you know. So then that limits you, you know. If you don't run 100 miles an hour and you don't have any pop, it's very hard to be like, you have to be a really good sticksman if you're gonna hit, you know, 280, 290 without that stuff.
And he had a classic Stott at bat last night, which was good to see. Where he fouled off a ton of pitches and lined one up the middle.
Yes.
Like more of that.
Yeah.
More of that.
And then you get the lucky little infield single or whatever that he had late in the game. But yeah. Tasty Cake, you got a food you couldn't live without? Though
I do. Spike, yep. Spike, can I ask you guys a question real quick
just
to clarify in my head?
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to the morning show hardly. Yesterday I had a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the morning show. And I worked in a warehouse for a long time and 25 years with Tasty Cake. Coworkers bust each other's chops. But I thought yesterday morning the morning show went low. I mean, is this all kidding around stuff between you guys?
What'd they say? I don't know what they said.
Yeah.
Well, they got on Jack and soft is one thing. Calling my man Jack a weak-minded person.
Wow.
This will be addressed in the top five. Don't you worry.
Oh,
there it's
didn't know about this.
And I got to tell you, it's like I'm not BSing. I left my house 20 and 9. I had to be at the doctor's at 9. So it was between, they did it before the 9 o'clock break.
I would say this, Tasty Cake, about the question that you asked. We all get along here at the WIP,
Yeah.
We're all cool. We do bust each other's chops quite a bit, and sometimes it's, you know, stronger than others. This Joe versus Jack thing has a potential to get real, is the way that I'm feeling. And I think Rhea has taken it to another level.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, Seltzer, now that I've pushed Seltzer over the edge by saying that they're trying to glom onto our show because we're the big show now, I think that didn't make him very happy. So I guess the point being, Tasty Cake, is that I might be as guilty at making things worse than they are, you know?
Seltzer and Ruben Amaro defended Jack.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, Seltzer.
Seltzer knows where his bread is buttered.
Well, exactly.
Seltzer
right.
has to work with Jack.
Way more
he has to work
athletic,
with them, too.
Way more athletic. The way this came up real quick is they were saying Jack is way more athletic. That Jack runs, he's an in shape person, and he's more athletic than this other guy. And then that's when the comment came, but he's a weak-minded individual. You know,
but that's the camera's comeback.
It's all he's got.
Yeah. Because he's a weak-bodied individual, the camera.
when you think of toughness, I don't know if the camera's in the dictionary.
I mean, let's think about this, Stacey Cake. The Eagles were on a run to their first Super Bowl ever, and Joe DeCamera stayed home for the entire thing because he was sick.
I'm not familiar with the guy, but I'm not really the guy. I'm worried about this show because this is the show I listen to.
We're good.
And you guys are my guys, and like I said, I almost called the guy in. I almost called this. I've never called that show, and don't have any intentions to call that show.
Good,
but I almost called the guy in because I thought I thought he went real low.
Wow. Yeah, you got your hair up on your neck, made you a little uptight. Yeah.
I have to tell you three guys, I said this before and then I'll get the hell off, but I went through a difficult surgery, and when I was in that rehab, I had to go through some stuff that was difficult for me. I would put your show on and zone in on that, and that helped me get through it. So I'm with you guys all the way.
Well, we're with you, Tasty.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you being a Foxhole guy.
I'm a family brother.
You know
it.
And don't worry, Jack is going to obliterate that little man during their little competition. Then we'll shut this up forever. And I told them, I want, when they lose, when Joe loses, I want part of the bet to be that it has to be the WIP morning show with Jack Fritz, even though he's not on the show. that's what they have to pay.
Well, what will we have to pay?
If we lose, I don't. They have to propose something. We're not going to lose. I'm not worried about it.
I got you, Jack. There's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm well aware.
Tasty K, give us a food you couldn't live without.
Well, I am a Foxhole guy to you, and somewhere I spent 25 years, I got to go crimpets.
There you go.
There you go, Tasty K.
Yeah, if he didn't go crimpets.
That was
crimpet,
an obvious one there.
His name's friggin' Tasty
Cake.
Yeah,
that's right.
Coming up next, I think this part of the show is sweeping the nation. Is the Ike Reese Masters update.
Every time you say that, I look up like,
what's coming up?
It's my segment.
And
I'm with you. I'm ready.
And a wide receiver on a top NFL team says that he wants the Eagles on opening night. We'll talk about that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.